RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Well, the average age of first-time mothers is at an all-time high in the U.S., and it's over 26 years old. The change is largely due to a big drop in teen moms, which is really good to hear. But more first births to older women are tugging this number up. And at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, that's where they did this research. And the lead author of the report released Thursday said that the average age at 26 years old for women who had their first child was in 2014 and around 1970 when the average age was 21. And it's been mostly climbing ever since and spiked in about the last 5 years. And whether or not that's due to better birth control methods and awareness about birth control and planned parenting, deciding when you want to have children and having them when you feel that you're really ready to have children. I am one of those people that knocked that age up. My first child, Clayton, I was 36 years old. And my second child, I was 38 years old. So yes, I was one of those older women, which doesn't really bode well for certain risks of breast cancer and other things. However, I didn't feel that I was ready. I wanted to travel. So any of you women who are contemplating being a mother for the first time, think about all of the things. Now, if you wait for money, if you wait till you can afford it, you'll never have a baby. And that's what I tell a lot of people, because you say, oh, I'm going to wait till I... That's not going to happen, because you never can afford it, but you just do it. And the planning around it is whether or not you're in a place in your life where you can commit or be committed if you're a new parent, I'm telling you, if you can dedicate yourself to raising a child, if your work situation allows you to spend some time at home after the baby's born, or nurse if that's your choice, and whether or not you have the situation set up where two people together are raising this child and working together as a team, because it is the really, truly best way for children is to have two parents and be able to kind of team it up, because it is a tough road. It's hard to do. The kids make you crazy sometimes, and it helps to have that support system set in place so that if you just have to walk away and say, oh my God, I can't handle this anymore. And also, the fact of age comes with a little bit more wisdom. When you're in your early 20s, you still want to kind of get out and party and travel and see stuff, and you're still learning. And whether or not you're ready to be a parent certainly depends on your raising, your environment, but definitely waiting is now something that's rising up in the U.S., and I think it's probably a good thing. I think that when you wait, you're maybe more ready, maybe a little bit more mature and a little bit more wise. So now we're talking about warning labels may help parents with soda. So in the new Health Day warning labels, and this from Health Day, on sugary beverages, and we're learning in the new dietary guidelines that added sugar should only be 10% of your daily intake, and that most of that added sugar is seen in soda and pop, as we like to say here in Chicago. But on sugary beverages now, they're going to have health warning labels similar to those on cigarette packs that might make parents less likely to buy such beverages for their kids, according to new research. So the health effects of drinking sugar have fostered some more growing concerns about, well, you know, we did the Coke test. If you did the Coke test in science where you had a tooth and you dropped it in a can of Coke, next day you come back and that tooth isn't there anymore. So we're learning more and more about these sweetened beverages linking to weight gain and obesity, early diabetes, as well as tooth decay, which we've been hearing a lot about over our years. And they've triggered efforts to reduce their use by children and adults. So if you're looking at drinking soda, maybe look to something else, some good tea, maybe some fruit juice, not too much of that as well, but all good suggestions. How about water? This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.